I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, you're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
You're soft, you're sloppy. They calling me Poppy. I'm rolling in bands, you riding around, and I'll beat up Jalop.
Hey, dumb.
Bros want a cop, but they are just not only.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Great Cookie Debate live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. AKA the Raw Post Show. Live here on WildTalkRadio.com, presented as always by GoWork.net and Wrestling Finger Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs and ProWrestlingTees.com/MBGFilms. I am Sir Rockin, joined as always by the one, the only, Lindsay Ward.
Hey Brent, which ginger? Your aim isn't that good and there are several of them. I think somebody might have some performance issues.
Hashtag performance issues. Anyway, this is why you need to be here before the show to get some of these references if you're just listening to the podcast.
Yes.
Just pointing this out.
But the pre-show is always entertaining because we give people crap all the time. So.
All the time.
Actually, I think it's just mainly one person that we give crap to, but...
He deserves it.
When you talk stuff, you get it back. That's all I'm saying.
Shane would give us cookies, hashtag Shane for GM 2016, Shane for co-host, hashtag replace Lindsay for cookies. No, that's not how it works. Sorry.
Nope.
This team right here, we're award winning. Are you? How you doing?
It sounds like somebody's soft.
I think he is very soft. Anyway, let's get into
unless Eve is around.
And then he's always hard. Anyway, started off the show with the highlight reel with Chris Jericho and told us Dean's not here because, well, he took him out by destroying poor Mitch. He then revealed the remains of Mitch. Then he showed us, instead of talking about what he did, we were all talking about the death of Mitch on Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook. He showed all the tweets and tumbles. That was awesome.
I have not laughed that hard at anything in years. I mean, I sat here and laughed for 5 minutes straight. This was so hilarious just because Jericho is pissed off that a potted plant, death of a potted plant, got more attention than he did. It's stellar. It's absolutely stellar. And best of all, the internet delivered in terms of giving Jericho crap about Mitch. It was amazing.
Which is amazing.
It was just absolutely amazing. I loved this. I thought it was hilarious. I was sitting here and I was like mocking it where it's like, they brought the body out. How could they bring the body out? That's so insensitive. That plant had a family, damn it.
That plant did have a family.
It was Dean Ambrose. I mean, my God, how could you do that to Dean? That's so awful because you know what happened was he got smacked with the plant and then some poor intern had to pick that thing up off the floor. They had to put it in a plastic bag and then they had to haul the plant around for a week.
Yeah.
Just to do this angle. Just to do it. Awesome.
Chris Jericho says he's a superstar of superstars. He's a legend. He's the Haley's Comet of WWE. Talent like him only comes around once every 76 years. And he knows that what you want and what he will give you. And tonight he gives you the gift of Jericho. He's interrupted by Colin Cassidy.
To a large ovation.
A very large ovation, which I've been saying for a couple weeks now, it'd be interesting to see what happens when they hit the Midwest and stuff like that, just to see the reaction. And he got a great reaction, which was very, very nice to see. Colin says, this is the gift of Jericho. If you hand this gift to him, you better hand him the receipt, because the moment he turns around, he's returning it to the store. How you doing? Jericho asks Colin if he knows who he is. Colin says he knows who Chris is. He's one of the greatest of all time. Chris doesn't know about the new era. It's not crying for attention. It is a warning. Consider this a warning. He has arrived. Right now, you're standing in his way. You better get out of his way, or he will run through you. He told Chris to tell and check on his little buddy in the hospital, because, you know, Dean and Enzo are in the same ward. God, that's crazy.
I want a sitcom of that.
That would be awesome. Colin says, this is a new era, we stand and fight. He says they can fight right now. Jericho asks if he's forgotten that he's the best, and he's interrupted. He says that Chris is the best in the world at what he does, but Colin reminds him he's 7 foot tall. And he didn't have to say it, because the fans all said, and you can't teach that.
Somebody's over!
Yes, yes he is. Jericho starts to take off the jacket, but throws down the mic, walks away, gets called soft. Jericho comes back into the ring and gets a boot from Colin Cassidy. That was good.
This was a great, great setup. Casted really well with it. I mean, the thing with Enzo and Cass is Cass doesn't get to talk a lot because Enzo's the mic guy. So letting Cass cut a really strong promo like that, making him look dominant, making him look terrifying, really, was amazing. Because it's a side of Cass that we never really get to see, and it was just great, and I loved it, and I love that they're pushing Cass, because normally when someone in a tag team gets hurt, the other person kind of falls by the wayside, because it's, well, we were pushing you as a tag team, and we don't want to push you in singles.
Right.
This, because Enzo and Cass, I think, are so hot right now, it's, well, we're going to push Cass until Enzo gets back, because it's very clear that Enzo is going to be out for an extended period of time, based on the fact that they are pushing Cass.
Yeah, and you could tell Vince McMahon really, really likes Cass, just because, you know, he's 7 foot tall and you can't teach that. And he allowed him to shine in the ring with Chris Jericho, and it was well booked.
It was a really nice setup. Really enjoyed this immensely. Like I said, I laughed out loud for 5 minutes straight at this, because it was just like, they're feuding over a talk show, a potted plant, and something else that we'll talk about later. And Ambrose and Jericho were fighting like 2 5-year-olds, but it's hilarious.
And then one of the 5-year-olds was backstage trying to complain to Stephanie McMahon as what happened. He says, this is the no respect with the new era. Chris says that Shane is drunk with power and Stephanie is a better McMahon. Stephanie says, this is all Shane's fault. This is the anything-going environment. And she thinks Shane is doing the right thing. She tells Chris that he can do something about it in the ring tonight in our main event against Big Cass. She said never to try to put a wedge between her and her brother. Never, ever do it again. And she also did the line of soft, which I thought was all well done. I love the interactions between Jericho and Steph.
Yeah, I thought the interactions between Jericho and Steph are always good.
Yeah, they're always, always good. Because they just have the greatest chemistry alive.
And so it's like that. That was nice, where you have Stephanie playing the quote-unquote good sister, where she's trying to work with Shane, and she's trying to play nice with Shane, and, you know, sort of sticking to this amenable agreement that they have with each other. But it's Stephanie, you can't trust her. But yeah, this was really well done. This was nice. This was enjoyable.
We had Baron Corbin take on Dolph Ziggler. This was a better match than their match at the Payback kickoff. Baron Corbin picked up the victory.
I like that Ziggler is challenging Corbin. I like that it's not a 5-second squash match. I like that there was a lot of competitive back and forth. I like we had a lot of false falls. That he's challenging Corbin, and he's pulling more out of Corbin than what we've seen him do in NXT.
Oh yeah, and apparently Baron Corbin got Kane's red lights.
Yes. Corbin got the red lights. Bray got the magic, Corbin got the red lights.
I know we had this discussion the other night about Kane. Kane and Corbin wouldn't be a bad match.
Kane and Corbin would be an interesting match.
I wouldn't mind Kane putting over Corbin, now that I'm just thinking of it in my head. Anyway, moving on. Well, that's a topic for another day. Shane McMahon was backstage on the phone talking to his kids. Charlotte and Rick walk in, and, you know, Shane and Rick have a, you know, little moment together. They're all happy, all excited, and, you know, the Flares are sucking up to Shane. And Charlotte says Steph made a mistake about banning from Rick, so he wants to reverse, and basically telling him to reverse it. And, well, Shane is like, nope, not going to happen. And, well, not only will Ric Flair be banned at Extreme Rules, he's also banned tonight.
Y'all screwed up.
Yeah. best way to put it. We had JoJo interviewing the club, because they're now the club. AJ talked about what happened last week. He got powerbombed through an announce table. He had a chance to obliterate Roman Reigns, but he decided not to. We saw what road Roman Reigns took. He will not hesitate to attack Roman if the top opportunity avails itself tonight, because the club is back together. Hashtag the club.
I'm here for this. I'm so here for this.
What I'm not here for is R-Truth and his golden tips.
He's trying something different. I mean, he's trying to...
They age him.
I know they age him, but he's trying to match Tyler.
I guess, but those golden tips age him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they do. Yeah.
Vince McMahon likes R-Truth because he thinks he's young. Not knowing how actually old he is, those golden tips will make Vince McMahon realize how old you really are.
He's in his late 30s, isn't he?
No. No. No, he's not.
Is he in his 40s?
He's 44.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You need... No. That's a no.
Like I said, he's with the darker hair. He doesn't look 44, does he?
Nope.
Golden tips? Yep.
Yep.
By the way, he won. They're setting up the big tag match on SmackDown. We had Kevin Owens, Cesaro, Miz in the office with Shane and Steph. Steph makes a triple threat match at Extreme Rules. Miz was not happy about it. Sami Zayn was walked in and he disagreed with it all. It's a new hour about chances, and everyone heard when he picked up the title last week that he should get the title shot. Kevin reminds him he lost. Sami's like, yeah, you know, Shane's like, you know, he needs a match to earn it. So, well, if he can beat the Miz, well, then he gets the match. And that's what happened. So, good stuff. Nice little teasing. You know, they were on the same page.
Don't trust her.
Don't trust her. Charlotte versus Paige in a non-title match. Good match between the two girls. Natty was okay on commentary. There were a couple interesting moments that, she had jokes. And when Natty tries to tell a joke, they always don't go over.
Yeah, Natty...
She tries.
Natty just doesn't have the timing. I mean, bless her, she tries. She really tries, but Natty is just... And I don't mean this in a mean way at all. Natty is almost just too serious.
Them folks from Calgary, dramatic pause, Alberta, Canada, have interesting timing when it comes to telling jokes.
Yeah, I mean, she's a wonderful person. She's a lovely human being. She's kind, she's funny, she's all those things when she's away from WWE, but when she's doing the character, it's like she's just on that other side of a little too serious for it to work. Like, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Because it's like the Natty that we see on TV, she's very prim and proper and straightforward, and she doesn't really mess around, and she doesn't really tell a lot of jokes. You know, that's just not who you see. You know, when you look at Natty, you see somebody that means business. Mm-hmm. So to have Natty sitting there telling jokes while she's dressed as a dominatrix, it's like this, no. Honey, no.
So, the match was really good until the finish, because it got convoluted. So, Charlotte used her, put her feet on the rope. Natty got off the commentary and was trying to tell the referee that, so it was a two count. Paige then had picked up Charlotte and was like, what am I going to do? Oh, she does the fall-away slam, because whenever have we ever seen her do a fall-away slam? It's weird. Ric Flair came down. He confronts Natty. Paige gets distracted. Backbreaker by Charlotte. Shane O'Mac comes out with some referees to get Ric Flair, who was, you know, was banned from ringside. This distraction allowed Paige to pick up the win. It was convoluted at the end, but the match itself was good.
Yeah, it was convoluted at the end, but the match was good.
Best way to put it.
Yeah.
Sami versus Miz with Maurice in a non-title match, but if Sami wins, he's added to the Extreme Rules match for the Intercontinental title. Good match between the two. In the end, Sami Zayn picked up the win. He's headed to the Extreme Rules for the four-way.
Kevin did not look happy backstage.
No, but Cesaro was nice. It was looking happy in his suit.
Cesaro always looks nice in his suit with his coffee. I might add, he had his coffee.
Uh-huh.
Nice little touch there.
So Renee Young was backstage interviewing Becky Lynch, and we look at last week's match. Renee says that Emma said the eye poke was an accident. Becky says what happened at WrestleMania was an accident. What Emma did was intentional. Emma tells Becky to admit that she is inferior and she needs eyes in the back of her head. Becky is attacked then by Dana Brooke. Emma holds Dana and Dana says the E and D are here and playtime is over. Dana then pats Becky on the head. Dana Brooke has arrived.
I'm happy that they put Dana and Emma back together because that pairing really, really, really works. I'm not the biggest fan of Dana Brooke just because her voice grates on me. I have a hard time with it, but I like that the pairing is back together. It's gonna work.
Because the two of them work well together.
They do work well together, and Emma just, she needs that playoff with Dana. Because Dana, it's like, Emma's uber serious, and she's all into herself, and she's super selfish. She needs that loudmouth person. She needs that person that demands attention. And that's Dana. You know, she needs that showy presence. That's Dana.
How the heck did Dana Brooke get caught up before Bailey? Spell it correctly, then maybe she'll get caught up. Just saying. She got caught up because she's being paired up with Emma.
Yeah, I don't think Dana Brooke is 100% recovered yet, is she?
No, she's recovered. She just fully got recovered. And here's the thing. Bailey is being used for the NXT tour. Once the NXT tour is done in London, heading to SummerSlam, I would expect Bailey to be around.
Yeah, Bailey will have a more impactful debut than Dana Brooke.
Yeah.
They're holding Bailey off for something special, just like they're holding Finn Balor off for something special. They know what they have in Bailey, and they don't want to give it all away at once. So, Dana Brooke getting called up to the main roster, she's mainly there to enhance Emma, and to future her own career, because I don't want to discount Dana Brooke, but they're bringing that team up from NXT, because I think they had to wait for Dana to get better or get cleared before they could call her up to the main roster. They couldn't call her up hurt.
Right.
So, she's got clearance, now they've brought her up to do more physical things. She attacked Becky Lynch tonight. I think it works. I think it's going to work. And it's bringing more heels into the women's division because now with the Bellas gone, you're lacking heels.
And with Tamina out hurt, with Naomi out hurt.
Yeah.
Hashtag blame Brent for both of them. We'll talk about that Thursday on the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. You need a secondary heel act, and the two of them work well. And I wouldn't mind seeing a certain boss get paired up again with Becky to handle the Emma and Dana situation.
That would be awesome.
I can see that going there. Basically, the next part is make Darren Young great again.
Why are we doing this? Why? Please. I'm not. Bob Backlund scares me, okay? It's not Darren Young. Bob Backlund legit scares me. And we're putting him on television with a live mic.
I don't think his mic will ever be live. It's going to be...
I sincerely hope not, because I remember, his Hall of Fame speech.
Yeah, I don't think...
Legit scared.
Yeah, everyone should be scared. Also, we had Up, Down, Down promoting Pizza Hut.
That's how you do a commercial.
Zack Ryder won it, was talking about his dream coming true, winning the Intercontinental title. He said he wanted to be champion again. And then Kevin Owens interrupted, and he says, this is the new era giving title matches to whiny people who beg for matches. He says hello to Zack. Kevin says after he beat Sami Zayn in payback, Sami should not be in this match. Zack says he won a WrestleMania. He should be in the match, not Kevin. Kevin asks Zack, why is he here? Wonder if Zack is coming up with another idea for an internet show. Shane tells Kevin if Zack can win against Owens, he will take Kevin's spot in the match at Extreme Rules. So that, we'll talk about that match here in a moment. Roman Reigns is ready to take out the club, because, their bloodline is going to represent tonight. We'll get into that in a bit. We had Sin Cara beat Rusev for some reason. Distractions all around. Sin Cara wins.
It was okay.
It was just okay. What was really good was the six-man elimination tag match, The Club, Gallows, Anderson, and Styles versus Roman and the Usos. This was really good. Jey Uso was eliminated first. Anderson was eliminated second. The other Uso was eliminated, Jimmy. And then Luke Gallows was eliminated, leaving it to AJ and Roman. And that's when things really picked up. We then go over to the announce table. You know, AJ was going to put Roman on it. Roman then chucks him over it. And then the Gallows and Anderson show up, use the chair on Roman, and that's where the DQ, but they were on the outside for like a long time, so I figured they would be counting out, but no, it was ended in disqualification. The Usos come back out to help Romans, everyone's fighting with everyone, Roman spears Gallows, then to Anderson, Reigns has the chair, Styles with an insecurity, Styles puts the chair in position, we get almost a Styles clash, but Roman gets out of it, and then we had the tension between the two, the chair was in the middle. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. Who's going to strike first? Roman says he doesn't need the chair. He slides it at the feet of AJ Styles, or drops it at the feet of AJ Styles, rather. AJ kicks the chair back at Roman. He tells Roman to pick it up. He goes to. Styles leaps, goes for the forearm. Roman ducks, and Styles goes to the floor, and Styles says he doesn't need the chair. The heat was great for this. The fans were cheering for Roman, they were cheering for AJ. This was hot. This was really good, building up the tension and drama for the big match in 2 weeks.
Agreed. This was really well done. Great match all the way around. I love how they're continuing to build this up. This is how you do it.
This was great. It was really, really good. They sold it. This feud is working for Roman Reigns. It's helping Roman Reigns grow a little bit.
Which is what you need.
Especially, they're not actually putting him in with a live mic in front of the crowd. He's talking backstage more. It's simple, it's easy, and it's helping Roman.
Well, what's helping really is the fact that you're seeing more than just deadpan Roman. You're seeing Roman getting pissed off. He's getting angry. And you're finally seeing that aggression start to come out on a regular basis, which is what Roman was in The Shield. Roman was much more aggressive when he was part of the Shield. That's kind of what got him over. That's what got everybody's attention. And then he went to singles and it kind of went away. And it would come out in like spurts where it's like he would get mad and he would break stuff. But it would be in just short spurts. With the AJ feud, it's coming more frequently now.
Yes.
And that's what makes him better, is to see that aggression, because I think that's what people want, is they want that emotion out of Roman, because he has such a low-key personality that it doesn't, I think, translate very well. So he's just being himself, which is great, but it's not translating across to television, so people often feel, you know, myself included, that he falls a little flat. So it's like we want to see those human emotions where he's happy or he's sad or he's angry. And to see him, you know, throw AJ Styles over the announce table into the announcer's lap, to throw chairs to the ring, which is probably, what, a good 5-10 feet?
Yeah.
Or at least 10 feet. Hurl a chair into the ring and break the chair. You know, just to see him do all those things and see him let out some of that aggression is what made this really good, because it makes it believable.
Yeah, and again, he's not out there cutting scripted promos. He's in the back. He's talking to people. It's more natural.
Yes. He's more relaxed, which is what you want. I think it's like he gets in front of a live crowd and he kind of tightens up a little bit.
Very much so. So that was good stuff all around. Renee Young talked to Cassidy. He basically dedicated the match tonight against Jericho to Enzo.
I'm not crying. I swear to God, I'm not.
The New Day was in the ring. They talked about how it's all hell, the booty O, and talked about smartphones and a whole bunch of other things, new errors and stuff like that. But basically running down the Von Villains, because we got the booty O team of the New Day, Kofi and Big E taking on the Dudley Boys. The match itself was fine. It's everything you expect from the New Day and the Dudley Boys. The Von Villains attacked Xavier on the outside. This allowed Bubba and Devon to take out Kofi and pick up the victory. After the match, the Von Villains laid out Kofi with the Whirling Dervish as the Von Villains stood tall.
This was nice. This was super, super nice. Liked how they did this. It's about time you had the Von Villains get aggressive.
Yeah. I totally agree.
And I mean, they need heat on them. They need people to boo them. You need to build the tension in this match. And they're starting to do that.
They're getting there, yeah. Which is good.
Which is what we need.
Which is what the Von Villains need. That's for sure. So it's main event time. Big Cass, Kyle and Cassidy taking on Chris Jericho. Wait, something's going on. What's going on? Jericho's coming out. Something's happening. There's a scuffle. What's going on? Oh no. That's not Jericho. Someone's in the jacket. It's Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose has the jacket. Jericho's down on the stage. Jericho's mad. Dean looks at it, takes off the jacket. He starts ripping up the jacket. He pulls out the lights. He's smashing the lights. Jericho runs in. Dean Ambrose takes out Jericho. Dean with more punches. He sends Jericho into the corner. Jericho rakes the eyes. He clotheslines Ambrose. Jericho picks up the jacket, and then, well, Colin Cassidy stops Jericho from leaving. Jericho stops Big Cass. Cass didn't like it. He went to choke Jericho, tossed him into the barricade, and then back into the ring. Dirty deeds. And the jacket's thrown back in the ring. And Dean Ambrose, who somehow got scissors, started cutting the jacket, and the jacket has been torn and cut apart. And Jericho is sad. Jericho no, is sad.
Jericho had a man. Had a mad. And a man. But he had a mad. Because he's going, that's a $15,000 jacket! And we're all sitting here laughing the whole time. Like, you know, we all of us did. Let's be real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
None of us felt bad for Jericho, but yeah, just him standing there. You idiot, that's a $15,000 jacket! And the feud has now escalated to a talk show, a potted plant, and a jacket. That's what we're feuding over.
An eye for an eye, a plant for a jacket.
No, a jacket for a plant.
A jacket for a plant. Whatever. Steph even said that, too.
Mole.
They were Shane and Steph were in the back laughing. Really? That was a $15,000 jacket. And they talked about how well they coexisted. And, well, Stephanie says maybe they should do an episode of Ride Along. And that was a little too much for Shane. Shane leaves. Stephanie looks at the photo of Shane and Vince. And then you see this evil look from Stephanie McMahon.
Don't trust her.
Yeah. But, yes, they destroyed Chris Jericho's light-up jacket.
I liked this ending to Raw. I liked how you had Ambrose show up. It was predictable, but it wasn't, which was good.
Like, I was telling Lindsay, oh, he'll be out there at 11:03 because they'll actually do the match. They never did the match, but it's like, oh, there's Dean. Hi, Dean. There's some Dean Ambrose.
There's some Dean Ambrose right there.
But that was good. I liked it. Good angle.
Very good angle.
But that will do it for another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we are indeed back live, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, sorry we missed Cinco de Rack, but I had to go be social for work. But this week we are back. We are talking releases. We are talking injuries. We are talking news, notes, NXT, everything you can think of. So tune in Thursday. It is the Rack. If you want to hear us talk all about Payback, well, there's the Rack, the weekend edition that is now available for your listening pleasure.
The weekend update from the Rack.
From the Rack. That's all I got.
It's at rockradioshow.com. It's going to be a loaded show this week. Just bear with us. It's going to be news heavy.
Very news heavy because somebody was busy. Hashtag blame Rock. Hashtag blame Brent.
We have a new sounder too.
It's creepy as all hell.
You're going to love it. Rock Radio Show Facebook. Facebook, Twitter. Oh, I love it. rockradioshow.com, youtube.com/rockradioshow, on Google Play and iTunes Rock Radio Show, Saturday Night Midnight Edition, CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual. Rob may be teaching us an e-how. We may do a segment called Ace Tweets. Who knows? To be determined. CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual. We will have indeed the Stanley Cup update. Hashtag Blame Rob when a Celebrity Dies. CB Radio Live, Facebook, Twitter.com. Sunday Night Russell Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Omega, and Heartbreak Mike. They'll be previewing WWE Extreme Rules, which is only short while away. Vote now at WrestleTalkRadio.com for the all-time greatest SummerSlam moment. We'll be back next Monday night for Raw Post 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on the Twitter at WildTalkRadio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. And remember, join the Facebook group, Facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork. And make sure, go to WildTalkRadio.com, read all the fun stuff, because more stuff is coming to the website.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to Gorwick.net and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack. And right back here for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. On WildTalkRadio.com.